Good morning, this is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 3 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday the 19th of March. Expectations about US interest rates shifted around yesterday. There were no significant data releases, nor any policy comments to justify any such shift in expectations. The Fed starts its two-day meeting today, and so commentary or other signals would be a violation of the traditional blackout period. Why are markets moving about in the absence of news? Because there is also an absence of an articulate, sensible, medium-term framework. The US Federal Reserve, under Chair Powell, has never really articulated how monetary policy is interacting with the wider economy. And at a time when structural change is happening all around, recycling out-of-date relationships is not necessarily helpful. Instead, we get data dependency, when everyone knows data is less reliable. Sadly, the end result is likely to be more volatility for financial markets, at least until the point where the Fed settles into a steady rhythm of rate cuts, when routine substitutes for the absence of a framework. Immediately ahead, we have a policy decision from the Bank of Japan. The Nikkei newspaper is reporting that there will be an end to negative interest rates and an end to controlling the yield curve. If years of covering Japan have taught me anything, it's that a carefully timed story in the Nikkei tends to have an uncanny habit of turning out to be 100% accurate all of the time. None of these policy measures will therefore be a surprise to investors. What is likely to be a focus is whether the Bank of Japan signals that further policy tightening is coming, other than the natural tightening that follows from any continuation of the downwards trend in Japanese consumer price inflation. It seems likely that the Bank of Japan will be content to end the negative interest rate policy experiment and then keep nominal interest rates close to zero for the near term, at least. In Europe, we have the release of the German ZEW sentiment survey. It is worth reflecting if, in the somewhat weary tones of an economist who knows that the media will ignore it, that sentiment surveys in Europe have tended to be biased to the downside. Things in reality are generally better than sentiment suggests. And, in fact, things in reality are generally better than the real-time economic data releases suggest as well. Supporting a more upbeat view are some of the improvements in European export numbers. Global trade is still likely to be declining as a share of global GDP, but the more positive export data of late is helpful, especially in Germany. Lower energy prices are also a potential support. The US has housing starts and building permits data. The starts data is generally quite noisy, but it has been trending in a more or less steady state for over a year now. It's worth stating that US housing starts are still comfortably above the average for 2019. With US interest rates at a 23-year high, and over double the 2019 peak, that is a rather interesting phenomenon. If only the Fed were able to articulate how the relationship between its policy interest rate and the real economy has shifted in recent years. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.